All right, we're out here. This is part five of the history of Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network as part of its package. Turner Broadcasting System. Dairy overseeing. Okay. Time arrangement for swapping certain shows between the networks. For example, Fuzz is home for Imaginary Friends, one of Cartoon Network's original series, was at times seen at Kids WB, which was discontinued on May 24, 2008, while Shaolin Showdown and Mucha Lucha, two of Kids WB original shows, were seen on Cartoon Network. In each case, the swamp introduced to cultivating a shared audience for two networks. Time Incorporated, the former overseeing the magazines of the corporate parents, ensured favorable coverage of Cartoon Network in advertising space across its publication, printing advertisements for Cartoon Network shows could appear in magazines such as Time Entertainment Weekly and Sports Illustrated Kids until Time IC was spun out from Time Warner. On June 9, 2014, AOL, a former sibling company to Time Warner, covering online services, helped promote Cartoon Network shows online by offering exclusive content for certain animation series, online sweepstakes, and displayed advertisers for Cartoon Network. Warner Home Videos. The Home Videos subsidiary distributed VHS tapes, DVDs, and Blu-ray discs featuring Cartoon Network shows, selecting Warner Bros. Family Entertainment VHS release came with bonus cartoons from Cartoon Network. Rhino Entertainment, the former record label subsidiary of corporate parents, which was spent time from Time Warner in 2004. Distribute cassette tapes and CDs with Cartoon Network related music. Those productions were also available through Warner Brothers Studio Store, DC Comics, the comic book Diary published a series featuring the Powerpuff Girls encasing it could handled other Cartoon Network related characters. Warner Brothers, the film studio subsidiary, releasing the Powerpuff Girls movie in 2002. Kevin Sandler It's likely that this film will find its way to HBO or Cinemax, two television networks, Sub Diary, which regularly broadcast in feature films, can be also viewed book tying to Warner Brothers as likely, since it was the only area of marketing not covered yet by 2001. Related projects: Adult Swim is the adult-oriented program brand of Cartoon Network. The program featured on Adult Swim are geared towards immature audience in context to all age to the all age ages preteen daytime program on Cartoon Network. As a result, Adult Swim is traded by a separate network, and its ratings reported a similar Nickelodeon and Nickel Knight. Now, defunding Nick Mom's blocks and marketing as such because of its different target demographics, the network broadcasting both animation and live action. See, this makes sense since it's called Adult Swim, not Adult Cartoons. Includes other programs like Fox shows and Japanese anime. Why can't you just say anime then? You're generally with minimum or no editing for content. Adult Swim is usually broadcast from 9 a.m. to 6 a.m. 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or Pacific Time in the United States. Its start time was moved up an hour to 8 p.m. on March 31st, 2014, due to time lapses given back to Cartoon Network on numerous occasions. Such occasions include the premieres of Adventure Time, Shrieks In, 2015, the final season of regular show in 2016, and new episodes for the sixth season of The Amazing World of Gumball in 2018, and the first 10 episodes of Steven Universe in 2019. It shows anime cartoon. It shows animation cartoons. It's a brand used for action-oriented program blocks. A television channels worldwide, the original program block launched on Cartoon Network in the United States on March 17th, 1997, and prominently aired both American cartoons and anime. The block would end its original run on September 20th, 2008, before it was l later revived on May 26th, 2012, as a relaunch on Adult Swim Saturday night's anime block. Toonami currently on can in Can not National is similar to the that of the Midnight Run, a special version of the block that originally ran on Saturday nights and was the front runner for Adult Swim. The block is best known for its broadcasting and aesthetics include an animated host, a robot named Tom, that was later voiced by Steven Bloom. Adult Swim brand was also used internationally for different networks in the United Kingdom, replacing CNX Asia in December 2012, India in February 2015, and in France February 2016. Oh, come on, bro. Cartoon Nitro is a program block aimed at preschoolers that launch on the network in fall of 2021. Cartoon Nitro is a direct competitor to Disney ABC's and Disney Junior, Paramount's Nick Junior, and PBS Kids, and a successor to TechU. All right, now I'm gonna read about Boomerang. Boomerang is a brand of discontinued classics and cartoons aiming towards the baby boomer generation. The baby boomer generation. It was originally a weekly program block that aired on Cartoon Network from December 8th, 1992 until October 2004. On April 1st, 2000, Boomerang recentered a new look and was spun off into its own cable network, cable channel. In 2007, an online Boomerang video on the My Demand service was launched. The SVOD service is the only platform that aired new episodes of Scooby-Doo, Looney Tunes, and Tom and Jerry, Move It Movement, previously named Get Animated, is a campaign of the channel encouraging children to get active, more importantly in the outdoor areas. The program is designed to promote, support, and encourage in the ongoing battle against, this is children obesity. They get animated campaign was launched on February 28th, 2005. Cartoon On Demand. Cartoon Network On Demand is the network's video on demand service, which launched in 2002 and allowed viewers to watch the latest episode of their original series. Cartoon Network HD. Cartoon Network HD is a high definition feed version of Cartoon Network that launched on October 15, 2017, and is available for many cables and all satellite service providers. Order 43 contact is stretched to fill a, this is 16:9 aspect ratio. This progress results in a wrap picture which is escaping appearance during Horizons Clan. All programs produced in HD are aired letterbox on the standard definition feed. Cartoon Network Studios, RIP. Cartoon Network Studios is a product. Cartoon Network Studios is a product studio located in the network's West Coast headquarters of Burbank, California, which serves as the network's first animated studio division to provide original programs for the network. While the studio makes original programs for the network, original Cartoon Network shows like The Moxley Show, Big Bug, Mike Lou and OG, Ed, Edd n Eddy, The Courage, The Carly Dog Show, Sheep in the Big City, Kornay's Kids Next Door, The Secret Saturdays. I didn't even know they had that. They made that. And Sunday Pants were all co-produced by the network itself without the studios. And now that studio is no longer a thing anymore. R.I.P. William Street Production is the adult production studio division that provides original programs to Cartoon Network's late night program Adult Swim that is located in Atlanta, Georgia, along with the main headquarters of Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network Studios Europe. Cartoon Network Studios Europe, formerly known as Cartoon Network Department Studios Europe in 2017, and soon to be Hanna-Barbera Studios Europe, is the network's European production studios division that is located in London, England, which provide other original programs but from the United Kingdom. Cartoon Network production. Oh shit. Cartoon Network Latin America Original Productions. This network's Latin America Production Studios division that is located in Latin America. Cartoon Network Productions. Cartoon Network Productions is the network's distributor aim. It distributes the shows, pilots, and movies do versus internationally Cartoon Network channels since 1994. Cartoon Network Games. Cartoon Network Games, formerly known as Cartoon Network Interactive in 2014, is the video game developers and publishers of video games based on Cartoon Network shows since 2000. Cartoon Network Enterprise is the network's global license and merchandise aim established in 2001 and distributes networks of a lot of Cartoon Network brands, such as the Powerpuff Girls, Ben 10, We Bare Bears, Steven Universe, and more. Mobile apps. Cartoon Network has a mobile app that provides the Leesville episodes a live stream from the East and West Coast and games as well as the network's studios. Video games. In 2011, Cartoon Network characters were featured in a four-player mascot brawling fighting game similar to Nickelodeon's Oh shit, similar to Nintendo's Super Smash Bros. Video game series was called Cartoon Network Punch Time Excellence. I remember this game from the Nintendo 3DS. The game was later released for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 and the Wii as Cartoon Network's Punch Time Excellence exploded. X several video games based on cartoon series such as Ben 10's was released by Cartoon Network as well. The Cartoon Network website also features a variety of Flash games incorporated characters from a lot of cartoons networks franchise. For example, Flash Fall, which was a massive multiplayer game released on January 14th, 2009, and shut down on August 20th, 2013. Yeah, I'll read this program shit later. I mean, tomorrow, way earlier.